Megatron.
I was borderline going into Waspinator then.
Megatron. Waspinator 160 nerds.
Hey, Waspinator, not getting a bit of a nurse. Waspinator get injured enough for nurse.
I love how the Beast War writers theme it submitted. Yeah, the only reason we kept playing Waspinator because writing his dialogue was fucking annoying.
Waspinator has taken his home.
I remember reading this fanfic like when I like first discovered the internet, and it was a Beast Wars fanfic, and it was talking about Waspinator and how before he was given the beast mode he was given because where the Maximals chose theirs individually, Megatron apparently gave, just demanded each one of them be a certain thing. So, apparently Waspinator was, like, super intelligent, but something went wrong with the beast mode choice, and it scrambled his brain, so every time he spoke, he heard a buzz, too?
That makes sense.
And it made it so he was not able to think correctly. Like, they were, like, talking about, like, yeah, originally he was able to, like create dimensions and shit.
So he was some way...
not actually just be the whipping post.
Yeah, he was actually, like, there was a reason he was brought along. He was, like, I mean, as much as Starscream was kind of a bootlicking turncoat, he could still do some stuff. He was kind of the equivalent of just not, you know, constantly backstabbing.
Too stupid, sir.
Yeah, he became kind of just a stupid moron. So I thought that was an interesting... It was just a fanfic, but it was still interesting.
Yeah.
This was like...
You could...
Wow, really? Oh, man!
You could actually believe that, considering, you know, the ship's crashed, and there was clearly going to be damage... You could actually see that in the show as well, you know? You could see that working in the show, I mean.
I'd almost wager that alternate personality that was the in Beast Machines when he was changed into a Vitacon would be his original personality. Yeah.
So speaking of Beast Machines...
Much more treacherous.
Yeah.
Much more destructive.
Speaking of Beast Machines, Nick, did you hear Stryker and Obsidian are now in G1 canon?
Really?
This is BotCon's Machine Wars themed. They're retconning Machine Wars, the, like, really crappy selling toy line, into G1 cartoon canon as a sort of, like...
Oh, that's cool.
As, well, because they did G2 Redux, and G2 Redux... basically has Jarakus from G2 showing up, and he's making a clone army. So, like, Megaplex, Machine Wars Soundwave, Machine Wars Starscream, they're all clones. And apparently Obsidian and Stryker are, like, Autobots from Paladon, who were in charge of the military there, but they weren't allowed to do stuff or something. But now there's an actual legitimate war. They're like, fuck yes.
You know, I should really, like, actually look into more information when it comes to TF than, like, going, ooh, shiny, I want this toy to play with.
Yeah. That's what I'm like. It's just, okay, that's interesting, but ooh, nice new toy to play with. Yoink, mine.
You see, that's weird because...
Yeah.
That's weird to hear Matty say that, because every year for Christmas, I usually buy in the BotCon comic. That's
and every year, he just kind of throws it into the fire. He's like, well...
No, it's a good read.
You just wish there was, like... You just wish you could get that in the show, especially G2 Redux. That's essentially Transformers G1 Series 4 that we never got.
Yeah.
Decepticons steal the Large Hadron Collider. Fucking amazing.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, there, yeah, Skybite gets retconned into G1 canon. He's a prototype Sarcticon with intelligence working for the Quintessons.
Wow.
But they ride him like a Viacon general, like he goes, Sarcticons, attack!
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I just recently got, because I don't know if you know too much about Fans Project, I just recently got their upgrade kit for Bruticus.
Ooh.
That makes it the Colossus, and it's really nice.
Which upgrade? Is that like the G1 upgrade kit, or is that the upgrade kit for the Fall of Cybertron Bruticus?
It's the Bruticus, it's the Energon Bruticus.
Ah, so it's the upgrade kit that makes it look G1. Yeah, I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah, it comes basically with, gets rid of one of the legs and one of the arms.
Yeah, comes with like a swindle. Yeah, comes with swindle,
yeah,
essentially, and
it's like Blastoff or something.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, Anthony, you must be really confused.
I know, I'm just blanking out when you talk about this.
Sorry. All right, we'll get started.
He goes into a mini coma.
So all right, we'll get started then and start talking about so five of us. Yeah, yeah. You know what? Okay, yeah. This is good. This is better than now. I tried to get more people.
God. I'm sorry.
It would have been hilarious to get down on just for 5 seconds.